Your beer tender's goal should always be to get you something delicious and something in your happy zone and something that gets you talking about the brewery and excited to come back with your friends. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now I get it. New can be scary, and I don't know what it is or how to describe it, but I really feel like this is even more true in the craft beer world. Trying a new brewery or a new style of beer that you've not tried before comes with the risk of either wasting money or getting stuck in survival mode on a drink you aren't thrilled with it all, really. So let's talk about it. On today's episode, I want to give you some super simple tips and tricks that you can start using right away to take the risk and spooky feelings out of trying new beer. Let's get going. Now, I personally, I'm at a point in my own beer drinking journey where I actually really love trying new things. The thought of a new beer and tasting something new is exciting to me, but it took me a while and it took me a lot of beers to get here. So today, all of my tips are going to be really straightforward and simple, kind of if you're still in that spooky space. But if you're looking for a more in-depth exploration, I'd invite you to head over to beerfeelings.com/guide and download our free craft beer tasting guide. Not only is this going to help you expand your beer drinking comfort zone, but more importantly, it will help you better express why you do or don't like a particular brew and then help to express it, which really is more than half the battle. So again, you can find that download at beerfeelings.com/guide, or I'll throw the link in the show notes if that's just easier for you to remember. So before we dive into that, before we get into in-depth tasting, let's start with the tips and tricks that are they're much simpler. You can start applying them right now or whenever you grab a beer the next time. First and foremost, I made a video not too long ago on this, but I always encourage sampling a beer before committing to it if you're not at least 75% sure that it's going to be in your wheelhouse. Now, with these samples, I am just going to make the assumption that you're at a brewery, as it would be a little tricky to do this at the liquor store, which, I've seen beer samples at a liquor store in Vermont, like little specials, but I digress. That's probably not the norm for most liquor stores. So assuming you're at a brewery, or really even a restaurant with a big tap list, you can always ask for a little sample of the beer to just test out, see if it's your jam. Your server should have absolutely no problem giving you an ounce or two. And when you get your hands on that little guy, I want you to swirl it around, give it a good sniff. Of course, taste it to see if it brings you joy or if it's really not your jam. Now, many moons ago, when I first started trying beer, the first time I asked for a little taste, I felt really lame and I felt really awkward. And it felt like I was asking for free stuff that I shouldn't be asking for. But I'm here to tell you now, many moons later, that 100% you should do this. It is okay. And your beer tender should really encourage you to do this if you're uncertain. You do it with a bottle of wine. So why wouldn't you do it with a beer? The other thing my 21-year-old beer self felt was that I couldn't ask for another sample if I didn't like the first one. I'd try one, kind of hit the I don't really know if I like this, and then just assume that I'd like the next one. But friends, knock that shit off. Knock that shit off right now. Your beer tender's goal should always be to get you something delicious and something in your happy zone and something that gets you talking about the brewery and excited to come back with your friends. So just keep that in mind. Ask for some samples, be brave, try some new things. Basically free. Well, it is free. It's not basically free. It is free. And who knows, you might find a new favorite, but most importantly, you're going to avoid getting stuck spending money and drinking something really gross. Now on to point number two. What if you can't sample, right? Maybe we are shopping at a new liquor store or a new bottle shop that doesn't happen to have beer tastings, like I guess they do in Vermont. Maybe we're at a friend's barbecue with a shared beer cooler. How do we remove that new beer risk in this case? Easy peasy, simple tip, look at the side of the can. I feel like most breweries, or at least most breweries that I'm giving my personal business to, tell a story on the side of the can on what you can expect from that particular beer. For the same reason that they hire beer tenders to help you find your perfect beer match, can notes, think of it as more as like the self-service option. Personally, when I've been looking at cans, I've seen them in kind of two different forms. The first is a drop-down list of ingredients and flavors, bulleted points, really straightforward. And then the second is more verbatim. It's more of a paragraph of what the beer will feel like, what memories it should bring up, really beer feelings, if you will. I found both helpful. I personally like the simplicity of the bulleted list, and then I'll come up with my own beer feelings at a later time, but that's just me. So with this tip, I promise once you get started doing this, it's going to be hard to look at beer cans any other way, and you're kind of going to scoff at cans that don't help you out, or at least I do. And since I got my mom started, she's doing the same thing. So good job, mom. And then finally, my last tip for today in taking the risk out of trying a new beer is seeking out other people's opinions. If you are looking for a new hairdresser or a doctor or a new restaurant to try, you would have no problem asking your friends, right? Beer is really no different. So if you want to explore some new brews, I would hit up one of your friends who's maybe already been to a brewery that you want to try out and understands at least a little bit about what gets you excited about beer, and then go set up a friendship date. Go hang out with them at that brewery. They don't need to know everything in the universe about beer or everything about you, but they should probably know a couple of little things like, do you like more traditional beer flavored beer, more classic flavors, or do you like to dance on the edge of experimental? Then when you get to the brewery on your happy friendship date, ask them what they like, what they think is great, and more importantly, ask them why. See if you can tie together some things that you get excited about that they get excited about too. Now, if you don't really have a lot of beer friends, or if you're like me and you just moved to a new town and you're still kind of finding your beer community, there's a bunch of different beer apps like Untappd or beer Facebook groups that you can join that are specific to a location where you can read about what's good near you. So you can kind of make your beer gal pals or your beer community out of strangers and still get some value out of it. So this option certainly isn't as customized or nearly as fun as hanging out with a beer pal, but it's going to get the job done. And then finally, kind of wrapping up this last tip, if you're really, really, really hitting a wall, check out the beer creators that live near you or frequent breweries near you. They might give you some ideas on what to try, or you know what, just send us a message. I know if anybody shoots me a note about Vermont beer or Colorado beer, I am more than happy to start a conversation, provide some recommendations. So there we have it. Ask for samples if you're at a brewery, read the side of the can if you're not, and get some beer opinions from others. Now, I can't promise that these tips are going to help you find your absolute favorite beer soulmate, and I also can't promise that you're always going to avoid bad beers. We're going to hit both ends of the spectrum. But what these three tips should start to do is they should begin to alleviate that fear of the unknown and help you explore and expand your beer knowledge in a more comfortable way. That's going to be it for this episode. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you continue to do so. And that no matter what you choose to do, you're doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. We'll catch everybody next week. Cheers.